I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Hobbs led all Southeast New Mexico communities who sell recreational cannabis with just over $1.25 million in sales last month. That according to the New Mexico Cannabis Control Division, that was up $50,000 more than the previous month. Statewide, the city of Albuquerque led cannabis sales with just over $7.7 million. Last Thursday, Senate Democrats in Washington, D.C. unveiled long-awaited legislation to end the federal prohibition of marijuana, but opposition from Republicans and some Democrats is expected to pose a challenge to passing the measure. The New Mexico Department of Transportation has closed the westbound lanes of the Green Street Bridge, that's US-62-180, in Carlsbad while repairs are made. In the meantime, all westbound traffic is being detoured to New Mexico 200. The eastbound lanes will remain open to traffic. The work will consist of pier cap repair, bearing replacement, and concrete repair. The westbound closure will remain in place until the repair is complete, which should take about 6 months. The approximate cost of the project is $1 million. Dr. Derek Moore, who was recently chosen as the new president of New Mexico Junior College and former school president, Dr. Steve McCleary, were in attendance at the City of Lovington Commissioners Court meeting on Monday to inform citizens about the GEO bond, which will be on the November general elections ballot. If the bond passes in November, McCleary tells us what the money will be used for at the college.
We're going to be using it to help build a workforce training facility on the campus of NMJC.
MTD Radio News asked Moore what he could do under his leadership to help and work with public schools in Lee County.
The biggest things that we can do is to listen. Listen to our K-12 partners. Listen to some of the things that they're faced with as well, and see how we collectively here in Lee County can strive to make improvements upon K-12 and public education in our state.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.